From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is shaping up to be a non-issue for Florida. Tropical Storm Arthur continues to churn off the coast of Cape Canaveral and it's heading north. And forecasters say South Florida most likely will not feel many effects from it apart from some heavy rain. Dennis Felkin is a spokesman for the National Hurricane Center.
We've got a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms just about any place at any time today, which is just slightly above the typical average for this time of the year. But in general, we really won't see anything different in our weather pattern.
Parts of North Carolina are now under a hurricane watch as Arthur is expected to become a Category 1 hurricane by tomorrow. And you might say that tropical storms and hurricanes are the price that Floridians pay for living year-round in paradise. Well, South Florida's hospitality industry has developed a new product for the bored, the restless, and the slightly broke. It's called the Daycation, a beachfront hotel interlude with a pool and a spa and access that lasts all day. But only a day. Then you sleep in your own bed that night. Miami Herald business writer Hannah Sampson says there's quite an economic range of daycations, beginning with the $35 a day type that lets you and a friend use the pool with a chair, free towels, and Wi-Fi.
And then you've got like the super luxurious staycation, which is something like what the Fountain Blue is offering. And that's for $175. There's spa treatment, there's pool and beach access, and there's a meal. And this is at a very high-end hotel where room rates are pretty high. You know, it's definitely not what I would say is a budget option.
Business consultants say daycations are a great way for hotels to boost their revenue without having to spring for additional facilities or improvements. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.